This is the Friday morning of a musically rich and physically exhausting week at Summer Acoustic Music Week. We have had a glorious time. We're not done yet. And so thank you for joining us. The music makers for the radio show this morning are going to be the features are Erica Wise and Chris James, and there will be backup players and extraordinary support for that. And again, to confirm that this is live at Geneva Point in the Chapel in the Pines, let's hear from this live audience, please. And just because it can become a tiring event when you stay up all night and get up early in the morning and continue to play, does not mean that we are wiped out by it. We're ready to go. And friends, I'm thinking that Chris James, who's here with guitar right now and has been teaching, well, jam session, a whole range of talent that we pull on and teaching skill here at Sam W. Chris, would you just sign in and be our first musician?
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here. You want to start off with a little music here?
Yes, please.
I'm going to start off with a song of mine called Singing Before the Break of Day. Sometimes everybody's feeling pretty dark nowadays, and my mom always used to say that that it sometimes is darkest before the dawn. Hear the birds start singing before the break of day. Hear the birds start singing before the break of day. And it wakes me up right and it sends me right on my way. Raise up my window, feel the sun on my skin. Raise up my window, feel the sun on my skin. Open up my lungs and breathe the morning in. Giving up a long time ago. Well, I could have quit. Giving up a long time ago. But if you don't keep on walking, you never know just how far you can go. Sometimes it gets so dark that I don't know what to do. Sometimes it gets so dark that I don't know what to do. On my knees in the night, pray, Lord, help me through. I hear the birds start singing before the break of day. Well, I hear the birds start singing the break of day. And it wakes me up right and it sends me right on my way. It sends me now.
Friends, that was Chris James, who has once again surprised us, this time with that cheerful whistle. That it was just delightful. And the song is a beauty. If you don't keep on walking, you don't know how far you can go. And an example of drawing on a traditional form and walking with it, right? Chris, you're from Maryland, yes?
Westminster, Maryland.
Westminster, Maryland. And I remember first meeting you when you were playing in a band with Guy Davis.
Correct.
Yeah, tell us a little about the music that you're up to these days.
Well, it's great getting to play with Guy. Usually a few times a year we'll go out and play together. And myself, I do a lot of solo stuff lately, and it's been been enjoying some songs that are very old that I've been bringing back, kind of coming around full circle, and then some new things. It seems like lately the sound has just really been getting more solid and more grounded.
I would agree completely. Not that it was ever really all over the place, but the focus that you've brought this week to the Summer Acoustic Music Program has been superb. And you knocked us all out in concert with the deep blues and some R&B and some good stuff. And we have such range just in this short radio show, such great musical depth and power. Erica Wise.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Erica. Tell
Hi,
us what
everybody.
You're up to. Erica has been calling the dances and pulling together the beginner guitar players, but also it falls to her this week to teach fiddle. And that goes from people who are just picking one up and figuring out which end to blow in. Yeah.
In effect, yes.
Yeah. To people who have played for a long time.
Yes,
yeah.
it's so exciting to teach in general. You can hear I'm a little froggy this morning.
It can happen.
In addition to singing, et cetera, there's so many interesting people to talk to all day.
Oh, yes.
Here at SAMW. But teaching people and figuring out what's the next step that will be the breakthrough to the next step. And
yes.
The step after that. And I get to do it on an individual basis to some extent because the classes are the perfect size.
Great.
And brings me joy.
Good, good, good. Well, you're bringing us joy, and you're bringing us some music. Is this going to be a Cajun piece?
We have a sort of a instant Cajun band in a box, so to speak.
Yes, I believe I see Kate Campbell with a triangle.
So, yeah, I can...
I believe that this is going to happen soon, and
so,
and I'm so regret that those of you who are listening online cannot see the visuals here. And at the same time, perhaps that's best. The band is assembling as we speak.
And two of us, Martin Grosswin, who's going to be on accordion, and myself, are actually experienced Cajun musicians and Cajun music lovers. And in fact, we used to be in a band together, so camp was not only about meeting new people, but about reunions and getting to spend time with people you used to play with. And then our instant trainees, David Surrett on guitar and Kate Campbell on the triangle known as the T-Fair, which means little iron. And she's become a pro over the years. And Martin and I are going to sing a favorite that we used to sing. We were in a band together many years ago. And it's a Cajun waltz, and it's in French, and like most Cajun waltzes, it basically says, "You left me alone, you left me miserable."
Yeah.
So I'm going to
Big Kaplan.
I'm going to the town of Kaplan getaway, but at night I'm going to dream that your eyes are looking at me over in Kaplan, or I'm looking at you. It's all, you know, you get the idea. Poetry.
Right, which the accordion part will not be.
You gonna start it?
Erica Wise and Martin Grosswind singing that fine duet, that 3/4 broken-hearted Cajun sound.
Yeah, maybe the hoarseness gives it the Cajun emotion. Can
we Something's happening.
Hey!
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, I did. It just sounded fine. Have a sip of something, and I know that you sometimes play with, is it Joelle?
So I've been lucky enough to play with Joelle Savoy, but my primary band is with Jesse Leger, who's an amazing Cajun accordion player who grew up in Southwest Louisiana. And I was lucky enough, he moved north for a while, so I got to meet him and play with him. And I'm still in a band called Jesse Leger and Bayou Brew.
Right, and Bayou Brew, I think we were all playing at Newport at the same time a couple of years ago in the traditional. It was so fine to see
really
our
exciting.
Erica back in these great Cajun folks. It was just beautiful. And Chris.
Yes.
mandolin, will you just give us an idea of the instruments that you play? Human, you know, the voice and the, now we know that the whistling part of the, yeah, is a good thing. That's another instrument. What else?
And I play the guitar, the mandolin. I'll be playing some mandolin later with Erica on something. Right. And the mandolin's opened up a lot of really amazing things for me. And the banjo and the ukulele and the little Native American flute and
tambourine. You got a good tambourine,
tambourine
thing
with
going,
my foot.
Yeah,
a little bit of that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Harmonica. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll make a list for
it's
you.
It's a lot to remember. So.
It is a lot to remember. It is a lot to remember. And you've just brought all of that energy to this Summer Acoustic Music Week, where people come drawn through WUMB for this outreach, in a way, of WUMB, where you learn to actually be in the community and make the music and share the music and take that on out with you. And it's huge.
I think the energy, I've told the story the other day, that when I first really got into blues, was my older brother got me into some different things. And then I got to go see B.B. King when I had just been playing guitar for about a year. And I got to see him play from just maybe 30 feet back at this festival in Philadelphia. And it just knocked me out. That's all I wanted to do after that point. And it's all I've done really since that point. But two people to me, B.B. King, like I always say, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. And the thing that set him apart from a lot of people to me was there was always this energy and like this love that would come through. Like you felt like when you were listening, like he was playing to each person, you know, and everybody
That's right.
was important. And I hear the same thing a lot. One of my other favorites is John Hurt. So Mississippi John Hurt's where I learned a lot of the finger picking that I've taken and put in my own tunes. And I think the same kind of thing is whenever I listen to a song by Mississippi John Hurt, you feel this warmth and this feeling come through no matter what the tune is. And
that's
so
right.
I think that's a thing in music that always really draws me.
Beautiful. Yeah, that, I agree. And what have you got for us now?
Oh, and I'd like to do a song. We'll do a couple things with harmonica. Got a capo on. It's all in the right places now, I think. This is one of my songs off of my latest album. And this one is called All In This Together. Well, times are hard now, and people don't know what to do. Times are hard now, and people don't know what to do. But you can count on me, girl, you know, and I'm gonna count on you. Well, I know you worry sometimes, baby, and sometimes I worry too. Well, I know you worry sometimes, baby, and sometimes I worry too. But you can count on me, girl, you know, and I'm gonna count on you. Well, everybody's wondering now what tomorrow's gonna bring. You know, everybody's wondering now what tomorrow's gonna bring. And I cannot tell the future, but I can raise my voice and sing. Said we're all in this together now, just this one world that we have. Well, we're all in this together now, just this one world that we have. Got to get together and work real hard now, so the children won't have it so bad. Work with me. Tomorrow's gonna bring, you know, everybody wondering what tomorrow's gonna bring. And I cannot tell the future, but I can raise my voice and sing. And we're all in this together, just one world that we have. We're all in this together, just one world that we have. Got to get together and work real hard so the children won't have so bad working now.
what tomorrow's gonna bring. You know, everybody wondering what tomorrow's gonna bring. And I cannot tell the future, but I can raise my voice and sing. We're all in this together, just one world that we have. You know, we're all in this together, just one world that we have. Got to get together and work real hard so the children won't have it so bad. Work it now.
It's so lovely to be here, and some people have been very kind and complimentary, but I've told everybody that you really can't do it, especially blues, you can't do it by yourself. And what makes, I think, all the performances that have been good even better is the energy that's coming back. And this is just a wonderful place to be with so much attention and focus from everyone and so much love and energy coming back. So
great.
I just want to say thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Erica, we've had two songs. Chris sang each of the songs he sang he had written, and I know that you do some writing. Yes?
Yeah, I've started to do more writing, and I've said this before. They've heard, the campers here have heard me say it, but largely inspired by all the creativity here and the great work that I see come out of classes and right. from the other instructors. And I have a new CD out of all original songs. It's an EP. I hear that's the wave of the future or the current or whatever, six
Who
songs.
Who knows?
And they all have Louisiana flavor. They're nice. In English, though. They're me and Louisiana hugging
I
each
like
other.
It.
And it was recorded down in Louisiana. But I have some fine Sam W. musicians here to accompany me. Chris is going to play on the mandolin, and Alonzo Pennington is going to play on the guitar. And we're going to do Cross Your Mind. Is there any way to play? Okay, go ahead. Play loud so I can hear you. Am I ever the one to cross your mind? Am I ever smile? 'Cause baby, you're in my head. You make me better, you make me better. Am I ever the one to cross your mind? Am I ever the voice that you hear when you're trying to find your way clear? 'Cause baby, I hear your song. Am I ever the one to cross your mind? I wanna know, can you feel it when you're dancing across my heart? Don't you know I can dream? Time I want.
am I ever the one to cross your mind? Am I ever the one behind your smile? 'Cause baby, you're in my head. You make me better, you make me bad. Am I ever the one to cross your mind?
Erica Weiss wrote that one, and the extraordinary guitar stylings of Alonzo Pennington to support Erica's backup guitar. And we had Mando from Chris James again. I'd like to do some thank yous, and then we have a song that we can kind of go out over. And Grady Motes back at the station, WUMB Engineering, and John Landry, we thank them both. And Patty Domeniconi, who is the WUMB radio station general manager and helps to keep these programs, the ones that are really out in the community, having that music grow and keep being a seed that is planted and replanted. That's Patty Domeniconi, and she's also the camp director here. She's got her hands full. And thanks to John Dorshak, who is here and engineering right in the room at this moment. Let's thank them. Yeah. And thanks to this astounding audience and to all of you who have also been listening at home or quietly at your desk at work, however that might play out. And I'm Lorraine Hammond. It's been just a rich week here at Summer Acoustic Music Week. And Erica Wise, Chris James, and Alonzo Pennington, will you just kind of finish us off with some music here?
All right, love to.
Baby's head. Oh, bright lights. You help me out. Big city. Went to my baby's head. Well, I tried to tell the woman, but she don't believe a word I said. Still love. but you don't know what it's all about. Bright lights, big city, everybody. Bright lights, big city. Went to my baby's head. Oh, bright lights, big city. Gone to my baby's head. Well, I tried to tell the woman, but she don't.